is who you are. He is our waymaker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. Let's remember that today. Let's trust in him. Michael W. Smith on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. I have a feeling I'm going to need him to be those things right now because it is the What Day Is It game.
The What Day Is It game. We have a lot of fun with this every weekday morning about 6:10. I take a look at all the different fun little holidays that are on every day of the year. And I mean every day of the year. Even like Christmas Day, I think there's a couple others that people have put on the 25th because I don't know why. Anyway, so today I took a look at the list. I picked two that are real. I made up a third one, and you and Beth are going to try to guess which is the day that Ryan made up. Let's see. We got National Ope Day celebrates the often overlooked but universally understood expression of ope, originating from the Midwest. I think maybe even just straight up Minnesota.
Could be.
Yeah. Basically, it's like, excuse me, but shorter. Oop.
Sorry. It's a great little word.
Then we also have National Pizza Party Day.
I like that.
Little pizza party. And National Bike to Work Day.
All righty then.
Everyone's encouraged to bike to work. I did not, and I know you did not.
All right. I'm going to start backwards.
Okay.
I'll give you a little hint. I do know that May is bike month. And part of the reason why I'm hurting a little bit today is because I did some bicycling yesterday as part of that. So I'm pretty confident. That today might be bike to work day.
Okay.
I'm not 100% though.
Right. Never. You can never be 100%.
I'm not 100%. So anyway, there's that. National Pizza Party Day. That could be any day as far as I'm concerned. I love good pizza.
Had a lot of pizza lately, actually.
Oh, have you?
Well, Obadiah's birthday, and that's what he chose for his meal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
He likes discount pizza.
Well, that's good.
Hey, as the father, I don't mind at all.
No. Yeah. Yummy. And then National Ope Day.
Ope Day.
Now, this is funny because for some reason, I have been using that word a lot lately.
Ope.
Like not only spoken, but written too. I've been using it in email.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Hopefully with people who understand it.
I mean, there's a coworker here that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She and I have been using it, so it's just kind of
I use it with my Pennsylvania relatives. They're like, what are you doing? What is that?
I don't know. It's just funny. But yeah, it's like, I'm sorry I did that. I guess I did that too. Sorry. Anyway. All right. So which one's not today? Oh. I do like Ope Day. This whole game today might be Ope. Oop, got it wrong.
We'll see.
Like I said, I'm confident about my bike to work day. I mean, I'd be really, really off if it wasn't today. And Ope Day is just kind of weird. That could be true. So I'm just gonna guess that you made up Pizza Party Day.
That's wrong.
Sorry. It is Pizza Party Day. So, I mean, that's always a benefit if you get it wrong, but it's a great day to have anyway.
It is. Okay.
I like pizza.
Okay.
Good stuff.
We might have to bring some in.
It's all four food groups on this.
That is true. That's true.
Depending on what you put on it, but yeah.
We could leave the vegetables off.
Doesn't mean it's healthy, but it's all four food groups.
But it's all together. It's very compact. Yeah. Okay. So it's either Ope or bike to work. All right. Did you make up Ope Day? You did.
I did.
Sure.
But I have something for you.
What's that?
Okay. So when I make up a day, I often will use like ChatGPT or Google Gemini to write the description.
Really?
And I did here. And the one I used, but they wrote the first description it wrote is better but you would have guessed it immediately.
Really?
So I have to read it to you. Okay, listen to this.
Okay.
Get ready to unleash your inner ope, because today is all about celebrating this beloved Midwestern interjection. It all started in 1889 during the Great Butter Churn Race in Faribault, Minnesota. According to local legend, a farmer named Olaf accidentally bumped into the town librarian Mildred while rounding a corner a little too fast with his prize-winning churn. In true Midwestern fashion, Olaf blurted out a startled, "Ope?" Mildred, a stickler for etiquette, was surprised by the short but polite utterance. The folks of Faribault were charmed, and ope quickly became a way of life throughout the Midwest. It continues on for like three paragraphs. I couldn't use it because there's no way you would have not figured out that was, yeah, that's all fake.
This
that
is not real. This is the power of AI, everybody. Wow.
Too much power. Too much power. Anyway, you know, that's not it. You know who has all the power? Our king. Here's That's My King from CC Wine and Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.